Yeah.
What? Ooh.
Actually, we're keeping that. I don't know what happened there. I think a dick accidentally slipped down my throat. Pause. Welcome to Part-Time Alcoholics, episode 9. Featuring myself, y'all's, aka the Suburban Papa Action.
Yo, Jermaine Dupree.
And Uncle Ndo, how you doing?
Oh, fuck, mate. Call me Mickey.
Alright, how you doing, Mickey?
The weather's been kind just for the horses, you know what I mean? Like, oh, fuck me. Would you look at the size of him? Hey, man, how big are you? Hey, kids, how big is he?
That's a big tough fella, I'll tell you that.
It's a big man, that's for sure. Jermaine Dupree's got his pecker out.
Ah, and he really does.
It's quite sizable, like. It's thick and girthy. I'd imagine it's like Mike Tyson's neck. Now, ladies, if you imagine going 15 rounds with him, I don't suggest it. Because the only way this ends is with you going down. Hey, y'alls, come look at the size of this fella.
Good goddamn.
Can I get a cup of tea for the big fella?
Mickey, offer the man a proper drink.
What are we offering him then?
Today we got Sky Vodka versus Prompter, and can we get a round of applause? Shout outs, you know we come with the fire content.
Sure. So we got Sky Vodka and Pravda.
And Uncle Ndor slash Mickey on the dicks.
Becky on Dickie.
Yeah.
I'm here for the energy. What a doo-boo.
But okay. I'm gonna show him. DIY Zeddy, give us the background.
What do you do? Sky Vodka is your usual, normally your club drink. Normally hitting it with whatever mix you want to. Don't suggest it straight up, even though we're going to be tasting it straight up soon. Just for you guys. But yeah, Sky Vodka is your usual at like $230 odd. Pravda is a bit further up there, very nice bottle. You can have this one neat.
It's not bad at all. Pravda does look like the kind of bottle. Remember when FTV used to be open?
Yeah.
Pravda looks like an FTV. It looks like the kind of bottle you'd be entertaining mad skinny white girls with.
Kids, if you don't know what FTV is, FTV is the show on DSTV. It used to have their own channel. And when you didn't have porn, that's what you drank to.
Yeah, that's the
bad. Yeah, they had all that at 12.
Yeah, at 12.
And all types of titties, orangutan titties.
And then you had to sit like looking like, in the
swing low, sweet chariots. Exactly. Anchoring, you know, the speed bags.
Exactly. When data was low, when Edge was the only thing out, and there was no HD porn, fashion TV at night.
Did we even have to? When airtime, when there was still off peak.
Yeah, off peak.
When ETVs. Soft porn finished. Just turned FTV, like just
FTV.
Some, you know, some titties on the runway.
And the whole time you had to sit with your finger right on the button.
Just on the alt button. Just, and pretend you were watching the news.
And for some reason, FTV would always just go, F. All the time they just, F. You think, hey, what are you trying to tell me?
That's actually weird. That's actually, you know, women must never say men don't listen. Because I'll tell you one thing now. Like, I've never met a, like, that generation of straight men, especially. The volume on basically minus two. And you hear sitting across the room in case you need an exit strategy, and you can still hear
that's
that.
That's when you develop super hearing, super bam. Hearing. Yeah. Like, because now you gotta listen if the parents are walking down the hallway. Bam.
And as soon as anything happened in the house, if like a cat sneezed next door, you're like, oh, change.
I got a story of my cousin. Cousin in Cape Town, parents were away. You know this story. Cousin in Cape Town, parents were away. They went to, I don't know what. He's alone in the house. Now, the TV room shares a glass door with the garage. So parents left, but didn't like close the garage door. Glass door was also kind of open, so the dog snuck in. But as the dog was sneaking in, my cousin was sitting on the couch, throwing dice. So watching some sort of Asian porn, butt naked on the couch in the TV lounge, wanking.
Clapping dice, boy.
But the volume is on, like, it's loud, right? He doesn't hear the car turn into the driveway. So they park outside.
Reckless. That's reckless.
Parents enter through the glass door, because now they followed the dog. Guess what they see? My cousin butt-ass naked jacking off to Asian porn.
Yo! That is amazing.
Onto a scarred for life.
I mean, like, fam. That is a traumatic experience. Anyway.
Like, how do you recover from that?
I have no idea. Like,
what do you say to you? How do you look your dad?
Like, oh, my cousin's name is Dean, by the way.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think you know who's driving this bus that is rolling over you.
And fun fact about Dean. I mean, more facts about Dean. He's the one who told us it's not Hout Bay, it's Wobay.
Wobay.
So, yeah, y'all take a trip, you're driving down Lundadlo, you know, you land up past the mountain, you're not in Hout Bay, you're in Wobay.
Wobay?
Fam.
You see, who says we're not educational?
So we're gonna take a shooter of the Sky Vodka.
No, I think to usher the shooter in, let's bring in the new segment. So... earlier today, we put out a bit of a shout out. We said, yo, so what happened is Uncle Shum here had an idea. And it's like, why don't we play Never Have I Ever, since that is an entertaining drinking game. So we asked you guys, what nevers have you evered? And if we've done it or not, we'll drink. Simple. Kind of works with the game.
Cool.
So, okay, first off, guys, some of you need to spice up your lives. I'm not going to lie to you.
Categorical.
So the first one, like, there was one that almost won, but no thanks. So I went with Never Have I Ever Masturbated at Work.
Ha!
Okay, and I'll amend it. Never have I ever done a sexual act at work. So basically, if you have not done it,
and you have to tell the story.
If you haven't done it, then
you don't drink.
Oh no, you don't drink.
If you have done it,
you drink.
Then you drink, and you tell us the story.
Alright, for the record, I'm drinking tea.
You can take a double shot of that San Munani.
Let it go. Let me introduce to the people what I'm drinking. So, San Munani. I've got some rooibos tea here. It's Carmain, how do I pronounce this?
Carmain
rooibos tea. I'm just gonna call it Charmaine rooibos tea.
Don't bring me into this.
With guarana, hoodia, and buchu, and that sounds like I'm just conjured.
A hot, right?
Like, he must not be named. It's just been conjured by me saying those three names.
Ooh, so, Satan is here.
Let's play this game. Let's do
this. Yes. Okay, so never have I ever masturbated or committed a sexual act at work. And there's me taking a shot.
Does somebody else's work count?
Bylaws.
Or does it have to mean my work?
Let's go with your work for now.
Okay, then I don't have to drink.
Okay,
so 2 out of 3 people drank. Who wants to start the story?
Okay, like, let me say clearly, I did not masturbate at work. But there was a cutie with a booty. And then, yeah, we kind of just hit it off. It was like just like mad conversations. And then just like, hey, well, just see what your dick looks like. And you're like,
hey.
I mean, I ain't mad at you. And yeah, like, so I know, like, my work is like hella secure, but there's this one blind spot. And it's glaringly
you
blind.
You analyzed the rooms.
Dog, I worked the angles, dude.
Yes.
I did casework. I CSI'd the hell out of that.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, there's this one blind spot. But it's kind of gully because it's like the paraplegic's toilet. But they're mad, like, handrails. And it's, like, mad spacey because it's, like, catered, like, for one wheelchair or whatever. So it's grimy, but it's also
alright.
Okay. It's also, I mean, like, no one uses the paraplegic's toilet because they are decent human beings, other than freaky deekies who go in to have sexual acts in the toilet.
Alright.
But we didn't FUX. I just got a blowy.
felt some titties, and I was just like, so I gotta get back to work.
That sounds like the things weren't as popping as you thought they might have
been. Oh, no, I definitely skrrr.
Yeah. I find it hard to come off a blowy. It's very rare.
It is.
Very rare.
It is trickier than people give.
Yo, this girl was doing shift work.
Oh, hey, right, like, she was putting in the mouth. She has the elbow. 6-speed
manual gearbox.
I tell your story.
So, not dissimilar. It was in my whole phase, which has resurfaced.
But, shout out to that, gang. Yes, how is life?
But there was a young lady at work, and we've been vibing. She seemed nice. And
did you say hello nice?
Hey, I should have, eh?
You should
have. I'm gonna do that tomorrow. and yeah, we'd been, because what we used to do is talk nasty to each other via email.
Yeah.
Which is also probably a problem.
Reckless.
Which is also a problem. I probably need to go and delete some emails.
It's on the Mimecast already, fam. It's in the cloud. What are you
gotta wait 5 years for him to delete the record.
I mean, alright. Let's just hope. Listen, it was all consensual, so I would have, like, we were talking dirty to one another.
It was consensual. Yeah. You had your way with
So she was actually like, yo, I've never done anything at the office. Mm. Under the assumption that I had. And I was like, no, I haven't either. Why do you think this is me?
You do have that look, though. Like, you got naughty eyes, bro.
I mean,
you always look like you're up to some shit.
Guys, and that has gotten me into trouble. Sometimes I just be having my normal face. And babe be like, hey, and then? What are
fix
you doing?
Fix your face.
This is why when we're in public spaces, everybody thinks I'm the drug dealer.
I'm not, guys.
I don't sell drugs. Stop approaching me in public spots.
Is this why Behapa was worried when I said I'm moving in with you guys?
Yeah. She was like, look at the faces.
Look at your friends.
Look at your friends' faces.
So anyway, continue the joke.
So she was like, yo, listen, I'm trying to do something at the office. And I was like, yes. I cased the joint. We work in...
Oh, you also did a case study.
Yeah. We work in like a 4-story building. Mm. I went from the 4th floor to underground 3 along all the floors, like looking for the spot. Because like there's mad cameras, and between cameras and foot traffic, I was like, you know, how do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Found a spot in B2 that's basically by the fire hydrant. And I was like, listen, meet me here.
Piping next minutes. To the pipe.
Look.
Oh,
staggered
you exits. Gave us a long pipe.
No.
You put down the fire in my soul.
I really would have liked
fire.
To.
Fire.
I really would have liked to. And shout outs to her. She did work.
Oh, okay. Also blowy.
Yes. Also blowy. But like, there was no skrrr, but only because at some point in time, she was like, okay, wait, I've been away from my desk for a while. Mm. I'd probably get back. And I was like, I mean...
So she sat there the whole day, and I'm talking to both of you. She sat there the whole day for the rest of that working day with just dick mouth.
Yep.
That's what.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Strong woman, out here.
Mm. I mean, is it really? Cause ever, I also ate some pussy. That's fair.
At work.
I should yes. That same day. Like.
Oh, okay. So you.
I didn't return the favor.
Selfish motherfucker.
I needed like cervical cancer.
I. But yes, so that is how that went. And right. Now you may have your shot, because I know you want to anyway.
What do you mean? No. I didn't have my shot. That's not the case.
Excuse me, you didn't ask me the question. I said I didn't do it at my work.
Okay, so whose work?
Both Wood's lecturer's work place.
Wait, what do you mean both
Wood's? Introduce them.
And at...
Context, please.
And at another person's workplace, which I'm not... Well, a law firm...
Dean.
At a law firm. both during the day also. So not so people were at work. One was during an actual lecture.
I'm sure people complained, why does this boardroom smell like snook?
Yeah, exactly. So again, case the joint. This is a boardroom that is the only place that didn't have cameras in this law firm.
Mm-hmm.
Locked the boardroom and butthole naked on that table.
Wait, fam. You got all the way naked.
All the way.
See, I wouldn't do that.
That's reckless.
No, not for the recklessness, but like, I have a thing about like women in like pencil skirts and high heels.
Yeah.
Pencil skirts are tasty.
No, that nigga. So like, I would leave that.
It started there. It started like that, and then progressed into being badass naked, both of us.
Patla patla.
So we got into it.
For our white listeners, patla patla is the sound that the cheeks make when they clap.
Yeah, we got into it.
It goes patla patla.
We went from the actual boardroom table to two of the chairs, then one of the chairs, and then the floor, and then that's when we called.
My guy, you can't get naked at the office. I'm just gonna put this out there.
Not my own office.
At anyone's office.
Well, I got all naked at that office.
Look, if it's not my office, I'm gonna get asshole naked.
She even booked a meeting. Like, she booked a meeting in the calendar. And that is like, it was like the meeting. So we had like a whole hour of being undisturbed in the boardroom.
Y'all are some nasty motherfuckers.
And then she probably booked overtime as well.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure she might have charged me for the consultation.
Billable hours.
The other time was that Vitz, I was in a lecture in OLS. If you go to Vitz, you know what OLS is. I was sitting right at the back and all the class was up front. This is wild. Doe was in that same lecture. We went to varsity together and Doe was in that lecture. He was sitting all the way in the front.
I was a diligent student.
Yeah, I was all the way at the back and we had the whole back row to ourselves. So while this lecture's going down and I was taking our notes, I was getting a blowjob.
Nice.
During the lecture.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my stories. Now I can take my shot.
Fantastical.
I mean, I feel like you earned it.
Yeah, I know you definitely did. So, people of Surrey, next time, and this is not to say that there were not some interesting answers, because there were some of them mildly spicy. Like, I mean, just because y'all know us don't mean you need to get spicy. No, I'm going to.
Let's hear some of the questions. Yeah. Let's hear the spicy questions.
So, okay, let's do a quick run through. Never have I ever... Oh, there's going to be a lot of quick shots. Never have I ever fantasized about a friend's significant other.
Ooh.
That's a no from me.
I have.
Wait, what is fantasize? Let's discuss
sex,
that part.
Fam. Had a
no,
sex,
fam. No, she's talking about...
No, spank bank.
Okay, then.
Spank bank.
Yeah, then that's a no from me.
You never had
like,
a
spank bank for me? Because I got to take a shot.
Okay. You never spank bank some other dude's wife? Or friend?
A friend's wife, nah.
Or like even a friend's girlfriend or whatever?
A friend's girlfriend? Nah, like I've looked and been like, she a cutie. But like, I've never not once like, been like, yeah. Alright, let me get the oil out. Like, okay. Never happened.
Cheers, Indo. That's us.
What is the other one?
Never have I ever faked an orgasm. At which point I have to drink.
I have. Guys can do it too.
Yeah, then you have to drink again.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you mean?
That was the rules.
Yeah. I thought you haven't. Oh, this vodka shot on my brain.
Oh my goodness.
The Pravda has been in the sky concerning shooters.
No,
but it's still rough.
No.
So, did you fake your orgasm when you were with Cobra?
Yes.
Because you got raped, right?
Yes, I did. Look, no, I'm not gonna throw wild ass terms like rape around at this present moment in time.
You also got raped.
I engaged
no kill
in a sexual act that I was less than excited about.
You were sulking when you walked into the room.
Everyone, I got this is bad.
And finally, I think for now, never have I ever done cocaine in a club bathroom.
Nope.
That's a no for me.
Yo, so none of us about that white bitch life?
Yep.
None of us on that snow candy, that cocaine, Colombia's finest.
Or anything.
I know all the names, but no.
And not for judgment, like, I'd have told you if I was, but like for instance, I have tried, but otherwise, nah.
We also
I want to die like James Small, sniffing cocaine with a stripper's ass and then systematically have a heart attack with a
prostitute. You see, so my problem with cocaine is that apparently it just makes your dick not work.
Oh.
Like isn't that after like prolonged use of cocaine? Not just like
well, because it's a... I think what it is it might be the prolonged use. It's a vasoconstrictor. So your dick needs the blood and it cuts the blood off.
So this is what I'm saying. Maybe you're taking coke and Viagra at the same time. Fucked up your heart.
Oh. Yes. Yo, fam, what is your heart?
What do you want?
Where must I go?
Where?
Yeah.
Where do you want me?
Explosion.
That's how we fucked up. That's how James Paul died. You heard it from us.
Anyway.
Well, you're speaking like you're a medical practitioner.
But he makes good points. Speaking of shit you be hearing from us. First.
Oh, exclusive.
Live and direct. In the world.
Live and direct.
Live and direct.
People of the world.
Do you know what live and direct mean?
People of the world, when I tell you that you will not hear this on TMZ, you will not hear this on Diz and Mero, you will not hear this on the Joe Budden Show, you will not hear this.
Joe Rogan doesn't even know what you're talking about.
The street, we have the scoop. We have a spade and we have dug 6 feet worth of scoops. We can throw a body in there.
Fam, we're about to be on all the news because of the scoop.
I mean, maybe not, but we have the scoop.
Probably not.
Like, when y'all want to be cool to your friends.
Yeah.
Just be like, are you guys going to go get interviewed on Fox TV?
I really
I'd go on Fox and Friends.
I would go to Fox and Friends. Cause
dude, I wouldn't some of the chicks are like,
fam. Oh, good naughty.
I wouldn't fuck the racism out of it.
Yeah.
Even Tony Warren, listen, bro. I'm not even fussed if the racism doesn't leave. If it's still there afterwards, I tried my best.
For Cotton Country.
You know? All we can do is try in this life.
Yeah,
White Zeddy.
So
introduce this one.
Back to the scoop. We know about ASAP Rocky being locked up in Sweden. We don't really know too much of the facts, so we were debating at home what really happened, what during went down. What do you think is the narrative? What are people in Sweden thinking about this? Because they should know better than most people what's going on. Then I realized to myself, oh shit, we actually on this podcast have an international correspondent in Sweden. Named
a journalist,
a journalist correspondent, a storyteller correspondent, a documentor correspondent named Sydney Trey. In Sweden, follow him on Insta. He is our international correspondent. You'll be hearing from him soon about the ASAP. I'll add it. I'll tag him in the post. What was I gonna say? You broke my flow. Oh, you're gonna be hearing from him soon about what's happening with ASAP Rocky. And Sweden, and the arrest, and the beating, and everything.
So, yeah. Malum Shum was, through connections, able to hook us up, like he said. And we now are about to play you. So, we got in touch with him, and he basically sent us the audio files, the audio tea. And he spilt it all over us, sprinkled it like you know when you put like baby oil on, like that's like how he spilt the tea over us. Dun, 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 dun. But yes, so we've heard and seen ASAP Rocky's side in terms of the videos, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here is from a Swedish perspective, a Swedish news perspective, what happened.
So what actually happened to ASAP Rocky in Sweden? Yeah, ASAP Rocky was in Sweden for a concert on a big festival called Splash that took part the 2nd and the 3rd of July in Stockholm, Sweden. ASAP Rocky and his entourage were actually coming to Sweden some days earlier. And they were out in town, and this is what happened. Two guys, still not identified, two guys were actually stalking them, following them, and saying some bad words to them. ASAP Rocky several times actually told them to keep distant, to go away, because he didn't feel comfortable with the situation. Those two guys also actually sexual harassment some female fans that was like around when they noticed that it was A$AP Rocky. The situation escalated. One of those guys actually took his headphones and slapped into one of the security guards of A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky took the, as you can see in the video that been going viral all across the world, took one of the guys and throw him down on the ground, and then they start beating him up. This one became viral. The police in Sweden didn't arrest him from the beginning. They put a warrant on him. But because of the situation, because he's an artist that was supposed to perform, the prosecutor actually admitted to A$AP Rocky to have his concert first, because the team of A$AP Rocky contacted police and said, we are available, we can come down to the police station and tell you guys our story. So after the concert, the police took him to the police station to ask some questions about what happened. And then the prosecutor actually arrested him. So they put him into custody. In Sweden, we have different types of custody. The first one is custody when you come to police station. You will actually be placed in a prison cell. And you can be that on restriction. It means like no television, no newspaper. If the crime you commit is very heavy, also called high crime, you can actually stay in custody for from everything from 3 days to 2-3 years. And the Sweden government have several times gained some criticism from UN because it's against the human rights law and stuff. So they put him in custody for 1 week, and then the prosecutor have several days to be able to come up with a case. Here in Sweden it works like this. We don't have anything called bailing out. So you can't bail out from custody or sitting in the arrest or on the police station and then waiting for your trial to go on with your life, like go to work or something. We don't have this bailing system here. So when you are in custody, you are in custody until the prosecutor set you free, because you don't have evidence to put your case into trial. Sweden gets some criticisms for that too, of course. So it was happened after a week. The team of A$AP Rocky, they went to the police to make a charge against those two guys. They're still not identified. But the prosecutor now decided they won't continue with that one. So the whole thing, the whole story with him is that they get criticism because of not just the custody system in Sweden, but also because it actually more looks like a race crime. And that's the topic now. That's the discussion now. It looks like a crime. Actually, it looks like they have been custody because of racism. Because there was another rapper, it was this white rapper, American rapper, that was here, that was fighting with some security guards on a club. And that's also charged against, I don't know the English word for it, sorry. And he also had some weed on him. They put him into custody as well, and then let him leave after like 3 days. And then it would be like a fast trial, and then he's like get to pay some fine. In A$AP Rocky's case, it can finish with, because of the case, he can't get more than like maybe 1 month in prison and to pay some money, some fine. But also this system in Sweden is like, if the prosecutor set him free, they don't have any evidence for charges, then he can get back from the government the money he lost. And because of this, A$AP Rocky have canceled the whole European tour because he's still in custody in Sweden. I don't know. The story continue. A lot of famous people from US mostly put up a campaign on social media, free A$AP Rocky. Even the president of the United States, Donald Trump, called the prime minister of Sweden, like, you have to solve this case now. But they don't know that the ministers of Sweden, they have no law restrictions. They can't do anything to change the law or like a crime case, because that would be a crime from the minister. So this is what happened now. The prosecutor said, we're going to keep him for another week. A lot of people didn't expect that to happen, but they're going to keep him for another week. And that's, they had to do that because the prosecutors have to ask from the court to have another week so he can come up with evidence about the case. So now what's happening in Sweden is that more and more people actually look at this case as a case of racist profiling because of ASAP Rocky is a black artist. Because we had a white hip-hopper, we had a white hip-hop artist from US that was here in the beginning of the summer. And he went to a fight with a security guards on a nightclub and get arrested for it. Charge violence against security people. And he also had some weed on it. But then the prosecutor just like gave him a fine. Didn't put him to custody for so long. Put him on a fine and then let him go. And he could leave the country. This is not the case when it comes to ASAP Rocky's case. They keep him in custody. And that's what a lot of criticism is about now. Why are you still keeping in custody? In Sweden, you have like three ways of keep. You have like three rules to be able to keep people in custody in Sweden. One of them is that if it's a risk for the person to actually make the case stronger for the prosecutor, for example, like hiding evidence, talking with people, threatening witness. That one, if there's a risk of the charged person to actually leave the country, running away from the police. And the third one is, I don't remember the third one. And that's why they keep ASAP Rocky in charge, in custody. Because the prosecutor thinks that the risk will be that ASAP Rocky will leave the country and not coming back for the trial. Which is just ridiculous. He's an international famous public person. He has so much money to lose if he just leave and not coming back. Also, we don't have the bail system in Sweden, so you can't actually pay a bail to get free and then come later to court. So there's no reason for the prosecutor here to actually keep him. It's just like the Swedish police and the Swedish police organization. Want to like keep it as an example of you can't do whatever you want to do in Sweden, you can't commit a crime, but at the same time it's a racist police organization in Sweden. It wouldn't happen to a white person, especially not a white famous person, because all the white famous person artists that been coming to Sweden commit crimes, mostly like when they're drunk, like insulting people, fights or threatening security guards and stuff. They will all be like fined. The prosecutor put them on fine and they can leave the country. And that's not the case when it comes to ASAP Rocky. So there's more and more people here in Sweden, especially those people into the hip hop culture, actually think this is a racist case. They keep him because he's a black hip hop artist.
And so first off, there it is. Don't lie to anybody about where you got it. You got it here. Number one.
Thank you. First. Thank you, Sydney Trey. www.sydneytre.com.
My big thing about this. So I'm listening to Sid and he's talking and I have a couple of issues. First, shout outs to whoever Scandinavia's PR system is. Because remember, like... Women, you see all the sort of happiest place in the world. They have such wonderful jails.
For white people.
Oh, they have all of the things. Like, it sounds like Scandinavia's heaven.
Yeah.
Here we are. Here's the evidence. Here's the evidence that actually, maybe not. And B, he made such a good point about G-Eazy, because I'd actually forgotten the G-Eazy story. The story I had in my mind was, so... We really all liked the Andrew Schultz podcast. And I remember there was a point where Andrew Schultz's videographer, Alex, got arrested for a similar thing, got in a fight in Sweden. Mm. And they held him for a month and a half.
Fuck.
Like, they held him for mad long. They had to pull, all the strings. And it was the same thing. They didn't want to let him talk to the embassy. They didn't want to... Like, if you go back into the Flagrant 2 podcasts, yeah. you'll find it. But mm-hmm. like, then want to let him go to the embassy, then want to, like, it was a whole big, like, fuss. And the dude's name is Alex, but he was saying the same thing. He was saying, I can't pinpoint any one given thing, but it felt very racist.
Yeah, it felt
very much like, and as people of color, we've all kind of been through that thing where you know what it is, but like, you if you're like, I if I have to put this in a court of law,
it's like walking into a bar in Klerksdorp.
It's like walking into that eatery in Hobe. And everybody just stopped eating because we're the only brown people.
They don't take honey.
And
those orcs.
And I think like we're talking about it. And like one of the things is, because cool, Sweden has a great immigration policy.
This whole clap Sweden hands is mad. Like they have a lot of immigrants. They have, and they're cool with it. They're not fussed about it. They have a lot of mixed race people as well.
Their population was reclining.
That might have been a reason.
And I'm thinking it might be declining. That like. Mm-hmm. I you know, what is listen. The term or, they're rich, so they do be reclining too. But I think it is that like you have a declining population and actually a very white. If South Korea accepts 100,000 black people, right?
Yeah.
They looked at as like, yo, y'all are doing such amazing things for immigration. But South Korea's population is also 98% South Korean.
We,
the point I'm making is. Same with Sweden. Sweden's population is Swedish.
No, that is where I'm going to correct you. A lot of Sweden's population, a vast majority of the Swedish population, is from immigrant parents. There's a lot.
What are we talking about when you're talking about vast majority?
We're talking maybe 20 to 30%.
I'm going to ask you to pull that stat up on your.
Yeah, head. And it's not just me.
I want the Swedish census.
The person who told me that is actually Sydney.
Because
Sydney's the
Wait, mixed
me
parents like
yeah
Norwegian and Swedish?
No.
Like, isn't that also like in Iceland and I think Greenland, they're actually paying people to marry their wives.
I know that.
I mean to marry their
I
women.
Heard they were doing that in Switzerland.
Yeah, but because their populations are declining, bro. And the thing is, so if you look at successful genetic variation, you need a minimum population of 100,000 people. So those places, the whole country makes up 100,000, but then you have little sects and little villages So you have a lot of autoimmune diseases popping up in Iceland and Greenland because not a lot
how
of
many
genetic
times
variation.
Have I told you that white people don't be fucking
no but you have mad mulatto people in Sweden. Like a mad lot of
people.
It's like just like Holland.
I want this population stat. I want this population stat. I actually want the census from Sweden.
Yeah.
Because my guess is that Sweden has very good PR. My guess is that in the sense that they accept people.
PR is failing them right now.
Right now because they're fucking this up. But I think...
Guys, like, we're talking a lot about Sweden. But I recently heard... a story about Austria that their government, they fucked up somehow and like the population was upset and they voted in the alt-right government. So it's like,
again!
Yes, again recently.
Look, last time they did that shit,
Austria
12 million people died.
Yes.
Yeah, so like, and it's not only Austria, but it's also like
Europe.
The alt-right is getting stronger in Germany as well.
Look at it this way, guys.
Germany, Poland,
globalism,
France,
Austria,
guys, all over Europe, all over white people.
Guys, it's not just...
Alt-right is Jesus.
It's not even just that. Because, let's be honest with you, alt-right doesn't necessarily need to connotate a race factor. An alt-right means... more in an economic sense means globalism versus nationalism.
I see what you're saying, but now you're over intellectualizing.
We are
spitting facts, but the reason I will say you're over intellectualizing this is because alt-right in Europe is alt-left in Africa. So EFF is far left.
Yes.
EFF is the alt-right.
This is what I'm talking about.
And that's fine, but they're...
Yeah.
So alt-right versus alt-left. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum, blah, blah, blah.
Northern and Southern Hemisphere.
And also, there's a big argument to be had about how we even discuss right and left, because it's stupid.
It
doesn't correspond to the way the terms were
originally created. That's why I brought it. Don't say left and right, say globalism versus nationalism. Because there's no left and right. It's either you're part of the globalist society or you're part of a nationalist society. Which one?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, but there's a lot of we don't take kindly in Europe.
A lot of smaller economies
are taking much less kindly.
The thing is, in the global, because we all adopted globalism initially, especially during the Clinton era, and a lot of the smaller economies benefited less than those of the bigger economies because of economies of scale, and therefore globalism is now seen as the enemy, and nationalism is the way to go. Nationalization of mines. Trump is trying to nationalize, close off the borders, America first. Nationalism is in.
Okay,
back
I,
in.
And now I respect your argument for nationalism as opposed to globalism, because I understand it now. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And from just what I've seen news-wise, like, nationalism is the vibe. If all of Eastern Europe, Poland.
That was the whole
Poland,
Brexit.
Like, yeah.
Like,
Poland,
when everyone voted yes to leave the European Union. It was. Well, I mean, most people said, yeah, I voted. I didn't really understand what I was voting for, but I voted to get the foreigners out.
Yeah.
But then they didn't realize it hurt all their industry. And they're like, oh, I can't export anymore.
And the the Brexit is actually the perfect example of that. Because if you look at how that vote was split, London and the south of England, like big cities, all for no. The rest of England were all like, yo, listen, get the fuck out, y'all Poles.
It's
like,
Democrats
like,
and Republicans.
It was,
cities vote Democrat.
No, it was that exact thing where anyone who lived with people who are foreign were like, aye, cool, nah, actually, this is, no, we fucks, y'all lied. Anybody who didn't, but I remember being in London and there are no British people in London to begin with.
Mm.
Like, there
London,
are no white people in
London.
London
is actually the Rainbow Nation, fam.
Fam,
London is the Rainbow Nation, not South Africa.
Like, I shit you not, they're probably, London as a city, okay, and I did zones 1 to 5, is more diverse than Johannesburg's northern suburbs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, there are, the rich people are not, like, and that's why I've always kind of liked England in the sense that it is, or at least London, it is very, it's classist, but it's not racist.
Yeah.
So you see, we're in South Africa, we have, because of our history, and in the States as well, because of the histories, they've attached class and race together.
Yeah.
They've tied the two together.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not saying that that doesn't happen in London, but as a general rule, it is rich people, it's accentist. It's, if you speak a certain way, you're from there.
Yeah.
If you speak a certain way, black, white, blue, yeah, they really couldn't give a fuck. They were like, I met them, they're like, oh, you some posh kid. I was like, what do you mean, fam? I don't even know.
I have a friend.
Dude,
I have a friend, the drunker he gets, the posher he gets. He gets a posh British
accent.
I have
a colleague who's from Newcastle. He sounds like a Scottish.
Scotsman.
That's because it's just northern England. So...
And
just,
they love talking shit. You know how we talk about when we talk shit about the South?
Yeah.
They're like, go to Newcastle and all you will see is inbreeding.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Londoners hate the Northerners.
Wow.
They hate them.
And everybody else hates the Londoners.
Yeah,
hence,
exactly.
When it comes vote time, it's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all are full of shit.
So they play on those lines, and everybody sort of plays on those
and
lines.
And it's the same, yeah. It's
the same stunts. It's the same stunts.
Greece voted in that New Dawn, Far Dawn.
Brazil and Bolsonaro?
Your fam, you got there just in time, eh?
Brazil and Bolsonaro? Oh, you know, I was there during the Brazilian election. I was in Rio at the time.
You left just in time.
No. Like, I was there. The second day I was in Rio, I was there for a week. The second day or the third day I was in Rio was the actual election and the election results. So I was still there for like 4 days after the results popped off. People in Brazil were like, yo, don't go party, don't leave, it's going to be dangerous. Bolsonaro won, people are going to be rioting. We're like, fuck you guys, we South African, we don't give a shit. We went and partied in a place called Lapa in Brazil. Best party night ever. No dramas whatsoever. Brazil is not dangerous. Don't let them lie to you. São Paulo, Rio, not dangerous at all. Go there. Great place. Love that place. Anyway, we're talking about ASAP Rocky. You wondering?
We were, but it's fine.
Right back.
Yeah, right back.
Okay, before we circle right back, let's collect our thoughts about ASAP Rocky. Hit the halftime show. What are we thinking so far?
About ASAP Rocky, about the album?
About the vodka, bro.
Oh, about the vodka.
We do a drinking review podcast. Like this one, ASAP Rocky podcast.
This guy is what you expect from Sky at that price point. It's okay. It's not great. It's like, fuck, if you're a gin drinker, it's the Gordon's guy. It's not, it's a nice
bottle. Please don't slander Gordon's.
How did we describe it when we were at the bottle store actually buying it? Like, actually,
we said it was yours' wife. That's why we bought it. It's the club drink. You said it in the last episode. But anyway,
I know Sky is the club drink. Listeners,
if you're at the club and you want a vodka, Sky would be a good to go. It is a bit cheaper than Absolut, but it's along those price points as well. It's better than a lot of other vodkas, especially the cheaper stuff. It's better than any Smirnoff, frankly, or any Russian Bear. So if you want to spend a little bit more, Sky Vodka is your place to go. $50 more than that, because the Sky is at 230 and the Pravda is at 280, almost. The Pravda is a lot smoother, a cleaner taste. When it's chilled, you can shoot it. You can have it as a shooter. Not so much of an afterburn. I'm having the problem mixed now. Let me have a taste.
You gotta let us hear it.
The Pravda, to be honest with you, it is better. Whether it's $50 better or not is up for argument. That's about it. I'm giving both of them 5 out of 10s.
I'm calling bullshit on all of this. I'm calling entirely bullshit.
You like Jameson, so you don't count.
Listen, first off, Sky's trash. Sky been trash.
Yeah.
Sky is the thing that we use to. Sky's a drink. Oh, okay. No, wait. I can't say this without.
You can't even collect your thoughts.
No. I have to.
But are we here for the slander?
We're here for the
slander. Say your slander, fam.
Sky. First off, Sky is not better than Smirnoff. I would drink Smirnoff before I would drink.
1818. Yes. You'd rather have 1818.
Yes.
You are disowned from reviewing alcohols.
And I can tell you why, for two reasons. Because first off, back in my youth, I used to pour the Sky. We used to drink, buy a bottle of Sky, drink the Sky. So you buy like a couple of bottles, but you buy one Sky and then mad Smirnoff.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the you drink the Sky. And then you put the Smirnoff inside the Sky. And then
because by the time
and then the Galdem come
no,
through.
Man.
No. And then the Galdem come through. And then you give them the Sky and they say, "Ah, look at you. You are
fancy."
No, because the people who don't, when we are younger, nobody knows what vodka probably tastes like until you have a good vodka.
No one knows why now. This is why we have this podcast. This is literally the raison d'être.
You know what you do? Have a Sky Vodka shooter and have a Smirnoff 1818 in a plastic bottle shooter. Taste the two immediately after each other.
This used to come in a plastic bottle. They just made it blue.
Sky has always been this bottle since my 21st. This was many years ago. This was almost a decade ago.
Fam, this thing used to be plastic. We dropped it from like
a. You're talking about 1818.
This thing was blue. It went
dunk, dunk. You're talking about 1818. Listen, you're talking about 1818.
That's fine. If you want to be the Sky brand
you cannot drink any sort of vodka and then try and taste vodka.
Okay, let me review the thing, fam.
Because you're slanderous right now.
Yes, I am. I feel a type of way. But you didn't let me finish. Sky is trash. Yes. We know this. Sky is also better than Pravda. I don't want to lie.
No, fuck you. It's not better. I give them both 5 out of 10, but Pravda is better.
No, fam.
Pravda is 5.8 and Sky is 5.4.
Smell it and take that shot again.
Dude.
Pravda is harsher.
Fuck you. No ways.
Pravda tastes like it was matured in a barrel with splinters in it.
You just like the pretentiousness of the bottle. You just dislike
it. I know, I love how it's presented. No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like you are being confused by the presenters.
No,
of the bottle.
No way.
I'm telling you that, like, fam, it's... And look, are there worse vodkas out there? Probably. But the smoothness you're talking about, I'm not seeing it.
I'm talking about, okay, when it comes to... More so than the smoothness. I'm talking about the aftertaste. There is a harsher aftertaste with Sky. A longer lasting aftertaste with Sky than it is with Pravda.
Yeah, only but reason with the Sky, I'm less likely to go...
It's the only reason why I'm rating Pravda higher is because the aftertaste lasts for a smaller amount of time.
Dude. I can't.
Okay, y'all have been talking for a long time. You know what vodka tastes like to me? Alcohol thinners. You know, well, paint thinners. Yeah.
Then it's right.
That's... I can't tell the difference.
Okay.
Like, vodka to vodka.
Have you had a long drink of the Pravda?
I'm drinking some of it now. I'm drinking it neat now.
No, don't drink it neat now.
Because I tried both. I tried both neat, and now what's happening? Because the thing is, I'm not drinking lemonade.
And now you got alcohol poisoning.
Tip on this alcohol thing. They are not great vodkas. These two vodkas are okay. 50% difference in the price point. They both get 5 out of 10 from me. I suspect that yours might give one. I don't know. He'll rate it for himself. But if you like Jameson, go for Sky. If you don't like Jameson, go for Pravda.
Wow.
You're going to get the same thing.
Ooh, No, I will say this. Look, if you are interested in that 50 rand, here's what it is. You now have to decide what you're doing. The Pravda, I will buy for the 50 rand just because it looks 200 rand better.
Facts.
It tastes 100 rand worse, but it looks 200 rand better.
Doesn't
so you
taste 100 rand worse. It tastes.
It tastes the same as Russian beer.
No, fuck off.
This
no,
is Russian beer with a jewel on it.
No, it doesn't.
It's also
paint thinners.
And there is
sky.
There, I want to fight you. The next vodka we have, I'm gonna bring some Zubrovka, the one with the wheatgrass thing in it.
How much is it?
It is.
How much is it?
It's not even that expensive. It's like 350.
It's 100 rand more than any of the vodkas we have.
And 500 rand better tasting.
That's fine. That might be true. We know that these things could be
guys,
true.
I know what. There's another Polish vodka which is better than both of these.
The cheapest one we've had on this podcast.
That
is Protea.
$50 less.
Do you know what vodka is for me? Vodka reminds me of that 1,000 Ways to Die. Remember when that guy... He put the alcohol straight into his ass.
Oh,
and then
fuck.
He died of alcohol poisoning.
He had an alcohol enema. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't do that, kids.
That's what
vodka reminds me of. Like,
kids don't do that.
It's like bad decisions.
Guys,
so
one of the best
all alcohol starts out as vodka, by the way.
One of the best wines we've had is one of the cheapest wines we've had.
No, but
they all start
vodka
out as vodka.
Potatoes, right?
Yeah.
No. There's a mistake. No, vodka is not just potatoes. It's basically because for instance,
it is chips.
Ciroc is made out of grapes. There's another one that's made. Zubrovka is made out of grass. Like you can make, vodka's just fermented alcohol, and they take everything out. So vodka is just the closest to alcohol. It's paint thinners. You're right. Like
it's supposed
not...
to be tasteless, and unfortunately,
yeah.
Sky is
actually,
less
the
tasteless
vodka,
than
the
Pravda.
The vodka awards are the most tasteless, odorless. Thing you have.
Mm-hmm. So then, what? I don't understand. What's the hype about?
It's because you if people don't like the taste of alcohol, because
it mixes.
Right? So you're gonna mix it, and then you're gonna enjoy your drink,
and
get
it's
the
not
effects
gonna
overpower
the taste of what you're mixing.
Exactly.
So in fact, it will underpower it. So if you feel like you're drinking
Sprite, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I've always felt like vodka tastes like nothing. I'm like, what's the point?
That's a good vodka.
That's a great vodka. This is why I'm rating Pravda higher than Sky, because for me,
this
for
didn't
me,
taste like nothing, fam.
Before,
this tastes like someone set fire
me,
on a someone peed on a chemical
me,
fire.
For me, Pravda.
Okay, maybe that's a bit much.
Pravda had less of an aftertaste than the sky. Hence, for me, it is a better vodka.
But it had a much stronger during taste.
No way.
I agree with you the aftertaste was less, but like...
I don't know. Your throat is drunk. I don't know. I can't handle
it. No. Your face is drunk.
ASAP Rocky.
Okay, what are we doing? We are... Oh, okay. No, we've got a little... We've got like... 10 minutes left.
Okay, doesn't matter. ASAP Rocky. Okay, a lot of people, like, the only thing that's fucking with me considering the ASAP Rocky case is, okay, a lot of people, especially in America, are saying that, oh, ASAP Rocky's not getting bail because he's black. Now, the problem is that I have with that argument is that that can't be the racial thing, because in Sweden, there is no bail system. So you can't use it as a racial argument. I'm not going to lie, there is a racial argument to this thing. But using that he's not getting bail as a thing, there's no such thing as bail in the Swedish system. You just heard from Sydney Trey, and he is Swedish. So this is one of the main issues I have with this whole narrative. I get that what's happening is wrong concerning ASAP Rocky, because G-Eazy's been through it. Andrew Schultz's producer, cameraman,
Alex.
Yeah, he's been through it. And those are people of color. Oh, well, G-Eazy got off easy. Andrew Schultz's guy got off also more harsh than even the G-Eazy situation.
Yeah, but then the contentious issue over there is when you've got a dark hue to your skin.
Exactly.
Then they come down with the 4 months of the law and they hold you for months on end.
Exactly.
But if you're G-Eazy, then you leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you leave within 3 days.
I'm happy with that. That is the problem. What I don't like is that people are saying, oh, why isn't ASAP Rocky getting bail? Stop trying to push your country laws onto another country.
Yeah, but it's I think it's also, they say, like, it's the treatment that he's getting. Like,
no,
the, like,
absolutely.
Poor treatment in jail. So it's, I don't think that they're only protesting the one thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of things.
So Sydney, he spoke about this, like, when you're in the initial holding, the environment is crap. And that's for about 2 weeks, 2 weeks to a month. The initial treatment is crap. Then they put you into proper holding where you get the amenities that normal people in holding get. So there is like sort of a three-level jail phase in Sweden, which to us doesn't really make too much of sense. But
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Which Sydney also mentioned. UN human rights violations.
Facts.
Where... So as much as we're saying, oh, okay, but we can't push our own country's laws... norms or whatever on people, if your country's norms are trash, maybe we can.
According to whose standards though?
According to the UN standards.
No, but
As a signatory to the UN, Sweden gets to be held to those standards.
What about
as the people who sort of sit out here and they come out and they say, look how well we are, look how great and white and lovely and brilliant we are, and we're so happy, and we're in our healthcare and blah blah blah. Here you are, detaining people without bail.
Yeah.
There's a reason that is a human rights violation.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has.
But it's nothing to do with ASAP Rocky as a race thing.
And I'm saying it doesn't have to do with a race thing.
Yeah.
But at the point where rapper A doesn't get detained,
exactly,
and rapper B
does. Yeah.
Like, we can argue about bail all we want, but here we have two examples.
I'm saying members of the UN disagree with the UN on all points. The UN wanted us to arrest Bashiri, Sudan's thing. We let him go, fam.
Yeah, and we were wrong for that.
And what's our consequences for doing that?
No, okay. No one is arguing that. No one is arguing the power the UN has to actually censure people, because they don't.
They have fuck all power.
So they don't.
But, yeah, we learned that from George Bush.
Mm.
Yeah. And that is an ongoing thing. But if what the argument is we signed on to the thing about Bashir and about housing dictators, and then we housed him.
We're doing the same thing with the Kenyan dude who's actually a fugitive.
Oh no! But now he's president.
Mm-hmm.
Kenyatta.
No. There's a dude. It came out last week. We housing some dude who's in like massive corruption and is wanted by so many governments, and he's chilling in Midrand or some shit.
What I'm saying is,
if you're going into this, why do you choose Midrand?
Dude, why is
because it's like the whole thing Midrand. is on another level.
The scab of Johannesburg.
Why all Detroit house DJs?
Yes.
In Detroit. I mean, all Detroit house DJs are now in Madrid.
And basically just fell out.
What's that dude's name? There's a house DJ. I'll get his name. Super famous. Made his name big back in like the early 2000s. Dude is working out of Midrand.
Oh no, that's because Midrand is pop. It's in between Joburg and Pretoria. So yeah. Pretoria is where our new house comes from.
Yeah.
Generally.
So Amapiano. Like,
yeah, fam. Amapiano was like, it's, and all of our big sort of Gauteng like house movements come out of Pretoria. Mm-hmm. But all of the money's in Joburg.
Facts.
So you kind of, and as Joburg people catch on, they're like, oh, but why don't we play this in Bryanston? And you're like, do I really want to live in Pretoria to drive to Bryanston? So transporting the culture,
you know what I've noticed,
is expensive, so you must live in between.
You know what I've noticed? You know what I've noticed of late? A lot of places, I'm going to say it, white places, the likes of Bold in Sandton, the likes of Saints in Sandton, the likes of all the fucking places in fucking Sandton, basically, are playing Soul Candy 2, Fresh House Flavor,
yes,
4 tracks.
Dog.
Why are we surprised?
Because swimming places that I was bumping to when I was 16 are now popping off in the high-class areas.
How long did it take for them to play in Kalagat?
No, man, fucking Kalagat. I'm talking about...
No, that is an exactly pertinent example. When Galagata came out,
yeah,
where was it popping?
In the hood. Yeah.
How long between when Galagata came out and when Galagata got played at Loftus?
I don't know.
He does the thing.
How long?
See,
how long?
We don't know.
I don't know either. Mad years. Mad years. All I know is it took me my whole adolescence.
Yeah.
And here's the point. White people catch on to shit slow.
Dude, but they're like, playing Swimming Places is a 12, 13-year-old track.
Okay, I will use another example that you will catch, and that is apt for part-time alcoholics. The other day, I got an email at work. I won't tell you where I work just yet. Probably have in a previous podcast, but then go find it. Press play. Where someone's like, Chin, the new popping thing.
Who? Chin.
Gin the drink.
Okay.
And that was a place in the northern suburbs. The white people catch shit late. Late, fam. When they were throwing craft beer down our throats,
mm-hmm,
craft beer had been a thing for at least 5 years. When they started throwing gin down our throats, gin had been popping.
But why?
When they started throwing Galagata at us, we were like, but my Nico.
But why do they seem to be earning all the money when we start the trends?
Speak on it, King.
And
so
there
for
you
example,
have the cultural appropriation.
If we start the gin, if we start the gin vibe, or we start the house vibe, dude, House Africa was a thing, Oskido was a thing, Fresh was a thing, DJ Cleo was a thing, when those initial house vibe was properly catching on in South Africa, Bassline was a thing. And now white people seem to be making old school house a thing, but not realizing it's old school because they've never heard it before. Now they're earning money off it now, whereas those cats that I've just spoke about now are almost on the verge of getting broke.
So I bump into this a lot. You've walked right into what I believe the cultural appropriation debate is actually about.
Yeah.
And it's about monetizing your culture.
Mm-hmm.
The thing. So, because if you look at it, what is cool, the shit that becomes cool, mainstream cool, by the time the people who were doing it were cool, or sort of, by the time that thing they were doing becomes mainstream, the culture has long since moved on. But the money is not in the culture. It's in, take Dapper Dan.
Yeah.
Dapper Dan was Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all those.
Yeah.
They were never putting their
Gucci
logos.
Logo right now was sketched by Dapper Dan. Yeah. Was actually created by Dapper Dan. So the two G's are actually two D's.
Yeah. They were, look at it. And they were never putting their logos on shit like that. Mm-hmm. Dapper Dan did that.
Yeah.
Then they saw that and sued him. Mm. And then after they sued him, they were like, but that's a dope design though. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah. But no, Dapper Dan's working with Gucci right now though, right? Still.
Yes, because they offered him mad money. Okay, that I think those are now different things. Like, I think they bought him and that's okay. Like, get your money, king.
Cool.
But that's the problem with the culture. This is the problem with cool.
Why? All I'm saying is, brown people, why can't we monetize the culture we create? Why do we let the culture do what the culture does and then leave it and then it gets monetized and then we're like, ah, look at how it's been appropriated. Why didn't we already do that? So then the appropriation is like non-existent.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
We don't own the production channels. We don't own the marketing. We don't own the...
There's a simpler reason, and I shall explain this to you.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was getting to. Cool is not mainstream. Mainstream and cool are different things. So by the time we start getting to monetizing that thing, cool has moved. Because it's like...
So what?
It's like...
Cool is like Kendrick Lamar and mainstream is Macklemore.
Cool,
no,
is,
cool is
no, but that's what I mean. No, that's what I
it's
mean.
Kind of, like, yeah, it's kind of the same.
You won the award, right?
You won the Grammy, no?
And it's kind of because what, and I've literally seen this happen, because people don't have their own minds. They don't have their own sense of what they want to do. So, cool starts somewhere. It happens. It's underground. It's couple more people hear about the spot. More people hear about the spot. Neighborhoods. Started small. More people hear about the spot. More people hear about... Until your friend's mom knows about the spot. Now, do I still want to be hanging out at that same place?
So what my argument is...
I don't. Now, the problem is, and I'll come back to you, is that people, and especially now, we do live in a market now where you are better able to make money off a non-mainstream thing. Like, you can make better money off niches.
Mm.
But mainstream still wins because, and I was thinking about this the other day, like, where I realized we live in such a bubble. So, just the fact that we can sit here and say, yo, ASAP Rocky is doing X, Y, and Z. Go to Four Ways. Go to Four Ways. Ask the black people in Four Ways. We are much closer to the city, to the heart of what is happening. The further you go out...
Wasn't it...
I'm going to take... The horse is going to the Old Town Road.
The only... Wasn't Old Town Road now?
There was that white rock guy.
Kid Rock.
Someone. Something. But he was just like, oh, it's ASAP Rocky. I thought it was WhatsApp Ricky. It wasn't a joke. Like, he thought it was
guys,
WhatsApp Ricky.
But what I'm saying is that the opportunities now exist for brown people to own the value chain of their product. From the point of cool to mass production to why, like, I'm sure now it might be able to happen for some people, but I think more people need to catch on because, yes, it has been happening, but we need to learn from those lessons and not just keep on blaming the institution.
And I also,
like, we need to change our mindset. We're like, I can own the distribution. I now have the ability to own the rights of my content.
Look,
and therefore I can own from the cool all the way to the monetization.
I know he's not black, but that's what Andrew Schultz did. Because Andrew Schultz approached Netflix, and Netflix was like, nah,
fuck you.
Your content, it's not marketable to our people, so no, we're not going to give you a deal.
And now they've come back to him, and he was like,
fuck you. Suck it. And now, like, he's got all these plots, and he's got such brilliant ideas. Like, his show Dropping In, he literally does a travel vlog, travel writing, a comedy sketch, and a podcast in one. In 15 minutes, he does all of that. And that's just Dropping In. Then he's got Flagrant 2.
Brilliant. Unsafe Sets. Have you watched there's Unsafe Sets? So it's basically...
Oh, and you
know
what's that one? Inside Jokes?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Inside Jokes. Where they sit together and work on the jokes.
It's a bunch of comedians
they get the divisive jokes, the works, the jokes that's either splitter room or the jokes that just die. And they literally, because they're comedians, then there's no, there's funny in the joke.
Yeah.
But they...
How do you get it out?
Yeah, how do you get it out? So they're like, okay, where am I offending the people?
Yeah.
And how can I introduce this thing that I'm not going to drop it?
Yeah, yeah.
But how do I make it funny?
Yeah, yeah.
And then as comedians, they work it together. They're like, sitting in the crowd, I see it this way.
Mm.
Maybe if you introduce it a different way. But getting back to Andrew Schultz, he literally just created, like, everything that your argument, he created for himself. Exactly. He's popping on YouTube. And, like, all of his platforms are blowing up.
We need to do more of that. As not just Andrew Schultz, because, hey, he's adopted as a brown guy because he speaks real. I think...
I don't know about that. Watch him say the N-word and people fight him.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's still not the thing. But we still need to do that as a whole. Like, brown people own your value chain. That's all I'm saying.
So, I agree with you, but I also think that people are starting to do that. I just think the profits, benefits, whatever the thing is, haven't yet arrived.
Yeah.
But I think people are now currently doing that. People, as three brown people, I think we're doing that. But gang gang shout outs.
Stop praising BET, owned by a white boy.
Yeah. But like, I mean, how long have we been listening to Deezer vs. Mero?
Yeah.
How there are a lot of different people. Fam, if you look at Hov, if you look at J. Cole, if you look at, there are a lot of people who are, and Kendrick.
Guys,
even.
We don't even have to go overseas. In South Africa, we have a political analyst and he does a lot of political commentary. Seizwe Mpofu Welch. So Dali Mpofu's son.
I know him.
So he's on YouTube and he actually has this application on WhatsApp. So it's like a chat bot and you interact with it. And then he just he drops all his content. So if he has a new like political analyst rap, he drops it.
I really
and
don't
then he
like
does you don't have to like him.
I don't have to like him. Respect his hustle, yes.
Yes, we're talking about creating for yourself. So what he saw, okay. Like, there's a rift between the old folk who are drinking whiskeys in jazz clubs, and there's a rift there's a rift between the skr-skrs of the world. But now the skr-skrs are voting age. But now you're trying to get us to vote, the skr-skrs to vote.
That's a scary ass thought.
You're trying to get the skr-skrs to vote. But how do you talk to him? So what Seizwe Mpofu Welch is doing, he's like, alright, here's a, like he's giving content on platforms that we use every day.
Mm.
He's getting a lot of face time from those platforms and then there are links to his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And he does these short interviews and he comes from, the irony is his dad is in the EFF.
Mad! No, his family's been caked up forever.
Yeah, but he comes from an unbiased angle. So like he literally just interviews everyone.
I don't think he comes from an unbiased angle.
Speak on it, King.
Okay, let me ask this question. Biased in what sense?
As in, I don't feel like he's asking leading questions and I don't feel he's leading a thought process in a certain direction. It's literally... What you're thinking in your mind, he asks.
Okay, that part may be true. I suppose I just mean from what I've seen about him, and this gets to be an argument, but he speaks a lot about systemic poverty, systemic racism, blah, blah, blah. And again, that's why this gets to be an argument, and I'm not saying it is a hard and fast thing. He speaks a lot about privilege. I can tell you, having bumped into Uncle Dali a few times, that nigga has never in his life been close to broke.
Okay.
And again, that is the thing, because my counter argument to myself is that it's actually the middle class and the upper middle class who tend to be the revolutionaries. Like, you very rarely get actually poor working class leaders of a revolution. Whether you want to look at Sankara, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, Mandela, Sisulu, like they all kind of came from reasonably well-off families. Yeah. So fair, I get that. I just he seems very smarmy to me. He seems very smug. He seems very like, yeah, my niggas, I went to Oxford to learn to be woke.
Okay, so we're arguing the person now.
Yeah, and that is
we're
true.
Not arguing
and
the that point. Is true. We're that not arguing true. The point that Sherman that was actually making of create your own platform. So yeah.
I agree with that. That's why. So
he has a political science. He has a social economics. And
that part, I agree with him. That I have, I will never fight him about that. Create your thinking, and we, which is what we're doing.
I know exactly how to judge said person and his line of questioning. If his line of questioning falls in more of a globalist pattern or a nationalist pattern, he's maybe not the best person to go to for every subject.
Well, you see, again,
runs the line between and looks at both pros and cons of both globalist and nationalist ways of policy, he might be the best person to speak to.
I'm just saying he has a platform that no one has.
Yeah.
He's got some...
Does he use his platform for a nationalist point of view or globalist point of view? I don't think
that matters.
So, like, you see, what I'm trying to stay on point over here. The point is, Yolisa was saying, of all these American guys that are creating platforms for themselves, like independent artists. So this is
him up,
the independent artists of South Africa. And when I say independent artists, it's the political science and the political narrative connecting. Remember, I introduced it as the rift between the Cigar Jazz Lounge, BEE Muscle guy, and the Screw Screws. How do you connect both of them? Because this platform, it's accessible to both. Everyone who doesn't have WhatsApp.
And in that sense, you're 1000% right. Actually,
maybe it's innate fear. Maybe it's fear that we never have this platform. How can small me, brown person, not have this platform? But maybe if you ask the right questions, you can find this platform. Also, independent artists. Name an independent successful artist who is not Logic and Mac Miller, white boys.
Name an independent. I know some. I know some, and they are in my mind. I just can't find my mind.
The fact that we're struggling is not, my point.
No, it's not. It's that
because I'm struggling.
No.
YBN Corday, YBN Namir.
The thing is, anytime you do that,
Logic and Mac Miller.
YBN Corday. Just did a song with Chance the Rapper. And what's YBN Namir is blowing up.
Also, you have to ask what you mean by independent, because that's the thing. As soon as you go, oh, name six type of fish, it's like, I could
even Tekashi 6ix9ine is not signed, isn't it?
Actually, he wasn't.
When he blew up himself on YouTube. Yeah.
But my point is, anytime you sort of snap hit some people with that question, a lot of times, just because the answer doesn't come to that person in that time doesn't mean that they aren't the answers.
What I'm saying is that when you think about independent rappers, those are the first two names that come to mind for myself.
I don't know, to be fair, because also the problem is that in rap now, like, the lines are so muddied between what is independent and what is
it. We know, like, Mac Miller was.
Because, for instance, I could say Russ. I could say Russ. Russ has sold more than Mac, Logic, and mad people. Russ the rapper. Like,
But he's not really. He's an R&B star.
No, he's a rapper.
No, I don't give a fuck what he labels himself. Russ. I listen to Russ music, and for me, Russ. I don't listen to Russ for rap. I listen to Russ for R&B.
So you listen to the four Russ R&B songs, and no, the other 97, you're like, alright, cool.
The only good Russ songs are the R&B songs.
That's not what we're arguing. We're not arguing the good songs. Cool. Cause Russ
raps. Ride Slow is an R&B track, and that's only Russ.
Russ dropped like 1,000 rap songs. Anyway, yes.
That didn't make anything.
We're about to wrap up. I just wanted to say one more thing that I've lost now. I really have, and I blame you. I blame you. Beard that's going ginger, and you know what?
Just because I can grow a beard and you can't.
Listen, no, I have a beard. It is luscious.
You are jealous.
It
of
is
a beard.
Luscious.
It is jealous. No, it's not.
Luscious. Goatee.
I'm gonna shave it when you're sleeping, and you're not gonna have it back for another 5 years.
That's don't do that. I worked hard here. This is a lot of stress. Pushed out the hair on my face.
Did you trim it?
Listen, I don't ask me weird questions.
Can't afford to trim it. That's expensive trim.
I had to shape it a little bit.
What are you shaping?
Leave me alone. Y'all are assholes. I'm like, you see, this is beard privilege. This is beard privilege, that's what this is. Anyway, okay. Guys, it's been another episode. We have talked ears off, but that's only because we also brought you the fire.
Again, shout out to Sydney.
Between our fire intro, our fire
correspondence.
Our fire commentary on the race teams, as per usual, because you know, guys, we might actually be able to solve all the race relation issues in the world.
I told you, I can solve all the economic issues. I don't know about the race issues, but I can solve economic issues.
Alright, listen, I'll hold on to culture. And then Uncle Do, what you holding on to in this like save the world situation?
Are we doing outros?
Yeah, no.
My outro is peace out, A Town Side Down.
I don't know, we got a 5 minute countdown 10 minutes ago, so.
Yeah, listen, I try to give these motherfuckers a countdown and they kept talking. And then I was like, I also want to talk.
Okay.
It's fine. Anyway, listen, guys, fuck off. It's been nice. Brrr.